Good morning. I'm Patricia Kohlberg, and I'm here today with documentary filmmaker and psychologist Jan Hocken and reproductive rights activist Sierra Romsberg with Portland DSA to talk about a special screening of Jan's film, Our Bodies, Our Doctors, at the Hollywood Theater on Saturday, September 10th. Welcome, Jan and Sierra, to the Old Mole and to KBOO Community Radio.
Good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So the film Our Bodies, Our Doctors was in a number of festivals around the country and abroad in 2019 and won many awards, including Best Documentary Feature at the 2019 Portland International Film Festival. It's Labor Day today, and befittingly, the film focuses on the people who provide abortion services, those frontline workers who face increasing threats to their safety in the wake of the recent overturning of Roe. But the film also takes up issues of reproductive justice. I'd like to start with you, Jan. Can you say a little more about your film and how it relates to what's going on now in this country?
The film grew out of a project at the University of Michigan Ann Arbor, Department of OBGYN, where they carried out research on abortion stigma and how providers were handling or responding to abortion stigma in this country and abroad. And it also grew as a project that would provide a way of thinking about abortion in a more complex way and ways of talking about abortion. So after I did the short film for them, I showed it to a number of my students and young people I work with, including many feminists, and was real surprised by how little even pro-choice activists knew about abortion. It was still very much behind this veil of mystique, either demonized and dominated by images produced by anti-abortion forces, or I think kind of idealized by pro-choice activists, but not really much that entered into the complexity and nuances of the abortion issue. And so in making the film, there was a story that emerged of the history of the abortion struggle, why it had become such a charged issue, what the investments are behind this fixation on abortion by the religious right, and how providers in this field have been involved in this over many decades, and how they draw on their own histories of struggle, including within the medical profession, where there was, if not overt violent threats, still stigma and kind of marginalizing of physicians and other providers who did this work. So I came to feel that these providers had enormous, not only knowledge and skill, but wisdom and ethical commitments that we could learn from. And certainly that's the case in the period we're in now.
Well, the national discourse around abortion, in my view, has not improved much from those days when you were conceiving of and making your film. So I'm sure that you have a lot to say in the film that adds to what we're talking about today. Sierra, you're an organizer with Portland Democratic Socialists of America, which is co-sponsoring this event with Hollywood Theater. Why did your organization decide to host the screening, and why should people come out and support it?
Yeah. Well, thank you. I can give a little context for those who are unfamiliar with DSA. The Democratic Socialists of America is the largest socialist organization in the country with over 92,000 members. It's a big tent organization, meaning it covers a broad range of political and activist issues, all while maintaining this radical idea that we should live in a society that caters to human need and not profit. There are branches in hundreds and hundreds of cities, including Portland. So our chapter, Portland DSA, has created a reproductive rights subcommittee within its larger health justice working group to focus on reproductive justice and abortion during this time. We decided to host this film screening after working with Jan and realizing that it would be a fantastic way to support the Lilith Clinic, which is the only independent abortion clinic in the entire state of Oregon. So even though many people have, you know, reported recently that Oregon has some of the strongest laws or protections for abortion in the country, clinics everywhere are being inundated with work, higher stress levels, and not to mention the legal complications. So the Lilith Clinic is also providing trainings for outside abortion care providers. I know that there is a clinic member who is also a DSA member who has trained Planned Parenthood staff recently. So all around, it was just a very, you know, important issue for us to support and to support our local clinic. And I feel like what better way to do that than by screening this unbelievably relevant and frankly beautiful film about abortion and abortion care providers with a particular focus on Portland and the Pacific Northwest.
Is there anything else that sets the Lilith Clinic apart as a new independent clinic? And by independent, I think you probably mean that it's not attached to the major healthcare systems in Portland or around the state?
Yeah, it's not.
Or Planned Parenthood.
Right. That's exactly right. It's not attached to the major health institutions. It's not even attached to, you know, a larger system like Planned Parenthood is. So it's just important for us, you know, I think when everyday people hear, oh no, abortion rights are under attack, what do? Right? We stand up and fight back. So let me go and donate to Planned Parenthood. Let me go and donate to the ACLU, you know, because they're going to be fighting for my rights and my protection, right? And so people often sort of maybe gloss over or look over the smaller clinics in their areas. So the Lilith Clinic has been accepting patients from out of state. They've been helping with accommodations. They've been helping people travel in, even from rural communities within Oregon. It's difficult for people in rural areas to access the care that they need. So just was very, very important for us to reach out to them and build a relationship with them specifically.
DSA has also been organizing for the Healthcare for All campaign for universal and equitable access to quality healthcare in Oregon. It's a constitutional amendment. It's going to be coming up on the November ballot. The film recognizes abortion as an essential part of healthcare. Can either of you talk about how abortion care relates to healthcare justice in general?
In the film, we were working with two commitments to hold them together and avoid a kind of forced choice approach to storytelling. And one is a focus only on abortion and the worry that if abortion is just folded into healthcare, it gets lost and marginalized because many people are uncomfortable with abortion, even using the word, although now it's refreshingly out there a lot. But we also wanted to deal with abortion in its own terms, what makes it so charged, what's important about it as a determinant of women's lives and freedom and participation in society, but also as something very culturally and symbolically loaded for people. On the other hand, we wanted to bring abortion into a kind of continuum of care as part of reproductive justice, as part of everyday healthcare. And so many of the scenes follow abortion in its kind of routine ways that it's provided in kind of familiar clinical settings. On the other hand, you see a particular commitment to care and support in these clinics, feminist principles of healthcare that I think have had a profound effect on our healthcare system and challenging the dominance of doctors, of hierarchies in medicine. And so it's not just about access to abortion, it's about a vision of healthcare that's oriented toward everyday people and their needs, where they have a voice in their own care and more democratic principles of healthcare delivery.
Well, the idea of reproductive justice is really more than just having access to safe abortion. Sierra, would you want to say anything more about that from the DSA perspective?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely from the socialist perspective, as a socialist and as a member of DSA, I can say that the organization believes that abortion is a human right because healthcare is inherently a human right. I think many people have described our current healthcare system in this country as barbaric. That's often a term that's thrown around. And I would tend to agree. I think that when you have a massive privatized for-profit healthcare system that's most often tied to your employer, it's not a system that's designed to work for everyday people, everyday working people who need to work to survive and thrive. So when you have this healthcare system that forces, you know, parents to wait outside the ER in the parking lot with their toddler running a fever of 104, you know, waiting to see if things get worse, weighing the cost of a trip to the ER with the child's life or an ambulance ride or emergency surgery, that's the sign of a broken healthcare system. So DSA believes that we should have free abortion on demand for anyone who needs that care at any time. But that starts with a fair and just medical system like Medicare for All or a single payer system. So you can, you know, I think the socialist perspective is that you can make abortion legal, but until the medical system can support people living in those rural communities, people in lower income neighborhoods, people who need to travel for healthcare, you know, people who depend on childcare, people with disabilities, et cetera, until you have these healthcare protections in place, even a legal abortion may not be enough. And so with this in mind, to sort of wrap up that thought, Portland DSA does have a health justice working group that focuses particularly on winning Medicare for all, winning queer and trans healthcare access, abortion access, disability justice, because all of those struggles are inextricably linked.
I want to add to that also the important leadership and organizing Portland DSA carried out around the successful legislation around pre-K childcare here in Oregon, and reproductive justice involves, as Black feminists brought into the movement in the 1990s, the right not only to terminate a pregnancy, but to raise children in a healthy way and sustain caregivers as well. So DSA has been very involved in organizing around the right to childcare and a healthy environment. Climate justice is also an issue of raising healthy children, where poor minority communities are much more in areas where children have high rates of asthma being exposed to pollutants.
So unlike most other cities, Portland does have a long pre-Roe history of being a haven for safe and inexpensive abortion services. That all changed with the post-World War II crackdown on abortion, not unlike what we're seeing today. But Oregon does have very progressive abortion laws in this moment. Can you, either of you, talk about what's happening with abortion care services in Portland and around the state right now? Are we in danger of losing abortion rights here in the state?
I would just say that we're almost always in danger until there's something codified in law, right, that protects it. I think Jan knows quite a bit about the Providence healthcare system, Providence Medical System, which is a Catholic hospital system that's a major player in Portland.
Throughout Oregon and the Northwest, Providence healthcare system controls 30 to 50% of the hospital beds in the Northwest. And even though most abortions are performed in local clinics, the film takes up why hospital access to miscarriage management and abortion are so vital for women who require some special monitoring during their procedure. And you cannot have that service is not available to you if you're a Providence healthcare member. And so even with the Reproductive Health Equity Act that passed the legislature in 2017, became effective in 2019, it required insurers to provide free coverage for reproductive health care, including abortions and contraceptives. And Providence has not complied with that law. And an audit from 2 years ago found they were not complying. There are these big institutions of all kinds of workarounds and ways of stalling and deferring or nominally complying, but not really complying with these laws. So I think many people are not aware how powerful the bishops' ethical and religious directives are in ethical and medical directives, and how much they control what happens and the restrictions that are in place in the Catholic healthcare system. So it's not just the crazy evangelicals on the corner with their signs of bloody fetuses. It's often these corporate controlled healthcare systems that are still very much aligned with what the Supreme Court has been doing, including overturning Roe.
Well, and Portland is saddled with an extremely conservative archbishop who is an anti-abortion activist, and I'm sure that his influence is being felt. Well, before we close, tell us about the event itself, which is a fundraiser for the Lilith Clinic. How can people learn more about the event and how can they get tickets?
Yeah, the event is Saturday, September 10th. It is from 2 to 4 p.m. You can purchase tickets on the Hollywood Theater website. So you could either Google Our Bodies, Our Doctors, Hollywood Theater, or you could go to the Hollywood Theater's website, hollywoodtheater.org, spelled the British way, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, hollywoodtheater.org. Go to their events calendar and find it on September 10th and purchase the ticket that way. What's cool about this event is there's actually a Q&A after the film screening, immediately after. So we're showing the film and then doing a Q&A. I'm going to be hosting this panel with Jan, our director, and then as well as Dr. Shiverini, who is featured in the film as an abortion care provider, and Judith Arcana, who is actually a feminist author and one of the original Janes who worked in the Chicago underground in the 60s and 70s, providing illegal and safe abortions for people when it was illegal. So it's going to be a really interesting Q&A, open discussion for audience to ask questions. And all of the ticket sales are going to the Lilith Clinic, which is exceptional. And we're very, very happy to partner with the Hollywood Theater on this.
Okay, great. I hope people come out. I'm personally looking forward to the event. Any further comments before we close?
No, I think the question you began with at the beginning will be the question that we'll be taking up in the Q&A, Patricia. How can we draw on the lessons and the knowledge and the wisdom of these providers in the film in charting a path forward during the rough road after Roe?
So I'm Patricia Kullberg, and I've been speaking today with Jan Hocken and Sierra Romsberg about the September 10th screening of the documentary film, Our Bodies, Our Doctors. And we'll put a link up to the Hollywood Theater website on the webpage for this show. Thanks, Sierra and Jan, for coming on the show today. It was great to have you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Patricia.